T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not gonna lie, I expected a little rocky like a hurricane.
Can't get a little reggae. I've been begging for reggae for 4 years. You get a little reggae, man.
But I mean, this is one of the biggest days in Miami Hurricanes history.
Why? Because of schedule or old Leonard?
The combo. You got Leonard Taylor and you got the schedule. Because I don't know about you, I poured over the Hurricane schedule. Now, I have them undefeated this season and next season.
Bro, y'all lost all your cupcakes, man. Y'all got to play real teams now.
We're going to talk about it today. Leonard Taylor, that's big news. He commits to the University of Miami. What are you doing there, Solana? Are you flexing out on me with your FIU Panther pride by not giving me some Rocky Like a Hurricane?
You'll have your time to gloat with John Michaels coming up soon, and we're not going to get ahead of ourselves here.
That's all right. Right. He sounds unbelievably loud to me, by the way. Did he sound loud to you?
Yeah. He just took his mask off, though. I could tell.
It just my headphones out there. So make sure all our levels are good. So we have a hopscotch, radio hopscotch here on Hockman and Crowder today. So right now we're on both radio stations, 560 WQAM The Joe and 790 The Ticket. But the Heat play the Bucks this afternoon, which, by the way, will give us a great opportunity to go into our bag of bits and pull out a whole bunch of Antetokounmpo mispronunciations. But the Heat pregame show is going to be in at 2:45 this afternoon. So at 2:45, you can continue listening to us on 560 WQAM, or you could listen to the Heat pregame show on 7 Ticket. I have to cough. Excuse me.
Sick or
I muted
man?
My microphone. I muted my microphone. You know what I did? I'm drinking a coffee. And every now and then you get like a coffee ground or something. I think that's what's going on here. It's a Keurig. I don't know how to filter it any better. Completely on the side. Does anyone know how to get mayo out of a computer keyboard? Asking for a friend. Me.
Mayonnaise?
All right. Yeah, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Maybe OJ Mayo. I didn't know if he was OJ.
Mayonnaise. So we've got big Canes news to talk about today. We've got Marlins mania sweeping South Florida. The NFL opt-out deadline is 4 o'clock this afternoon. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, former Dolphins GM and current ESPN front office insider Mike Tannenbaum is going to join us. In fact, we've got a loaded potato today because John Michaels, who's the biggest Hurricanes fan in all of radio, is going to join us in the next segment. He's based out of Atlanta. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Todd Hollinsworth from Fox Sports Florida about the Marlins smoking start. And then, as I told you, Mike Tannenbaum, 4 o'clock, Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers. They've got game 4 tomorrow. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We've got a ton of stuff to get to. In fact, I want to keep the clock right because we do have to get to the Heat pregame show on 790 The Ticket at 2:45. So let's headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
I will tell you, Hawk, you are breaking up just a tad. Not as bad as yesterday to start the show, but just a tad here.
All right, let me blow on it.
That's your answer to everything, huh?
Well, when you used to be a kid growing up in the 70s, when the cartridge would start to shake and shudder, you'd have to blow on it. So, how's that? How do I sound now, Solana?
I think you might have to blow on it a little more.
Oh, gee. Look at y'all.
All right. How about now? Should I restart while you're doing the headlines, or am I okay?
No, you sound good. I think blowing on it worked.
Quit playing with your microphone, man. You be jiggling and playing and blowing your microphone. Leave your mic alone.
It's my mantra. All right, go ahead, Solana.
So the University of Miami 2020 football schedule has been released. My main takeaway, no FIU on the schedule. Bunch of cowards.
They running, Solana.
I mean, they don't want the Panthers twice.
They don't want the Panthers twice.
They don't want Butch Davis twice in a row. They don't want them, Crowder.
I got you, baby.
Goodness. I mean, you guys, both of you, just sit and eat it today. FIU going to talk smack.
Leonard Taylor hurt me.
Bro,
that boy can ball. I watched a little highlight reel before the show today. That man is a monster.
Yeah. Now, there's this caveat, though. We have to have football.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much for Leonard, though, Hall. We talked a little bit about it before the show. Leonard can have a year.
He's got a year. Yep.
It's these transfers, De'Eric King, and he slipped my mind, that defensive end that came in. Bro, this their last shot at college football.
Yep. Yeah, totally different ball game, and obviously, you're talking about the schedule, too. Like, you had De'Eric King was going to face off against a bunch of cupcakes for the most part and probably put up really gaudy numbers, which in his echelon could mean millions of dollars. Yeah. And now he's going to be, it's the preseason number one team in the nation, Clemson. Like, that, I'm assuming you don't just pad your stats against Clemson.
and you know I'm a Kane hater. Right? It's my thing on the show. I don't hate him as much as I act, but I'm a Gator, so we don't really love you. But I feel bad for De'Eric King, though, because he came to show out. But to your point, Hawk, like, his show out ability is going to be limited by this adjustment from COVID. So yes, these 5th-year, 6th-year seniors, I really do feel bad for all of them.
I don't imagine the NCAA or the NFL would make some sort of special stipulation there. It would just be kind of the way they've done with Major League Baseball and the minor leagues or whatever. Like, it is what it is. If you were good enough to play in the NFL, use the footage that you have from college.
Yeah, man. But like De'Eric King, this was his chance to get that footage. Hawk, you hit it on the head. Like De'Eric King, they look back at Houston. Yeah, he goes in the 6th or 7th round. He went out there this year and threw for 4,000, ran for 900 or something. I'm talking about 2nd round, bro. That's a gap of about $4, 5, 6 million dollars. I feel bad for all these older players in college football.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
So, by the way, UM, they'll open versus UAB September 10th. They'll play FSU September 26th. They have Clemson in October. It's 11 games with 2 open dates. So, 2, I guess we can call them either bye weeks or rescheduling weeks.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up being floating. I think you end up with a Marlins situation where you're actually playing 3 college football games in 1 day, each game 10 minutes.
Bro, the Marlins travel with 30 and 17 people got COVID. College football team, bro, they're moving 100-plus people with them when they travel.
We're going to talk about the schedule, by the way, in the next segment. Yeah. John Michaels.
I don't want to be pessimistic, bro, but it's not looking good.
Some more big news for UM. 5-star defensive tackle Leonard Taylor. He commits to the University of Miami.
Talk to me, Johnny.
And some more big UM news. Former Canes baseball coach, a legend down in Coral Gables, Jim Morris.
Yes.
He was elected to the College Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020.
Let's go. Now we're talking, Solana. I mean, how much good Canes news do we need before we fire off the Rock You Like a Hurricane and give everybody what they deserve? Everybody take your pants off.
That's how y'all celebrate?
Hey, man. Crank it up, Solana.
You're not gonna turn me over at that. Everybody take your pants off.
Everybody, sing it together with your pants around your ankles. Talking to you, ladies.
I'm the FIU fan. Are y'all getting naked, Solana? Goodness gracious.
Don't fade it out. I want to get to the hook, Solana.
All right.
Don't goof around on a day like today.
Yeah, y'all got Leonard.
Here we go.
James Williams, Leonard, and Leonard Taylor, Sapp, and
Jim Morris going to the Hall of Fame. Crank it up. That's what I'm talking about. Undefeated schedule. What's the team name? Clemson Cupcakes?
You going to go at them? Bro, go at
Florida
State.
Strike that from the podcast.
Go at Florida State. Florida State's garbage. Goofy-ass Norvell ain't going to do nothing about it. Florida
FSU?
State, though. There we go.
FSU?
Go at them. Go at them. Go at them.
All right, finish up the headlines there, Solana.
We have a big game today. 4 p.m. on 790 The Ticket. Heat versus Bucks. No Jimmy Butler. Goran Dragic still questionable. He's day-to-day after twisting or falling awkwardly on that ankle the other day against the Celtics. Guys, the Bucks 9-point favorites today.
How many Giannis Antetokounmpo mispronunciations do we have?
A ton. We have a ton.
All right. All right.
Yep.
I see 3 on the show sheet. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to, overpromise, underdeliver. That's kind of my mantra.
So is it just the 3 I'm looking at?
Yeah. And
okay,
only,
so why?
Only two are readily available at the moment. So really, we only have 2.
So you didn't even get the other one ready?
It's ready, but I totally forgot that we're not in the Waxy studio today. So I'm just all mixed
all
up.
All right,
yeah,
I got you.
I'm all
okay.
mixed up. Yeah.
All right.
The Marlins, they won 2 games yesterday. They're doubleheader.
So bad.
That boy good. Good and terrible.
Good and terrible.
They took both of their games yesterday, doubleheader in Baltimore. Yeah. Today they'll play. They'll look for a sweep against the Orioles, 7:35 p.m. Friend of the show, Jordan Yamamoto, on the mound for the Fish.
Ah, we love Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Todd Hollinsworth, going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yep. Finally, guys, today is National IPA Day.
Oh crap! That is your day, man.
Oh goodness! Let me take your pants off. Everybody, take your pants off. I didn't know it was IPA day. I'll get naked on IPA day.
Oh. Right. You got any weather or anything, Solana?
No, no weather here.
Ooh, that hop gun.
All right, let's keep on the clock here. We've got John Michaels coming up. He's a radio host in Atlanta and the biggest Miami Hurricanes fan on the planet. Don't forget, 2:45, 790 The Ticket. I'll switch over to the Miami Heat pregame show, and Hockman and Crowder will be heard exclusively on 560 WQAM from 2:45 up until 6 o'clock tonight.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware. Chicken Farm and Seafood Market been giving us delicious food since the 50s. Family-owned and operated since 1951, guys. Delaware has it all. I've been going there 16 years. Someone blessed me with Delaware when I first got to South Florida over 16 years ago, and I've been going back every week since. DelawareChicken.com is the website. Go in there and see the selection. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans, alligator, venison, frog legs, the dips, the sides. They are all delicious, and the prices. Royal red shrimp right now, $10.99 a pound. You can't beat it. The fresh ground sausages made in-house daily. Pork, turkey, chicken, whatever's on your diet, go get some of these Delaware sausages. That's the meat on some of our meals, are the homemade Delaware sausages. They are delicious. Freshly pounded chicken cutlets, only $9.99 a pound. Catfish fillets, only $4.99 a pound. They have all your raw food, but they also have prepared food. You can go over there and get the rotisserie chickens. Right now, the broasted chicken, 8-piece broasted chicken, only $11.99 for 8 pieces. It is oven fried chicken and it is delicious. Florida lobster season is here. I'm gonna go dive, it's coming up soon. But when I can't get in the water or if I don't catch anything, I'm gonna go to Delaware to get my Florida lobsters. DelawareChicken.com is the website. Find out what you want and then call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They will have your order packaged ready when you get there. They'll bring it to the car. If you want to come in and keep shopping, wear a mask. There's social distancing lines on the ground. Whatever the customer wants, that's what Delaware is going to do for you. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., Delaware's here for us. Get down to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we're talking Canes. And listen, for those of you texting that you don't believe it till you see it on the field, it's a Canes thing you might not understand. We're talking Canes with John Michaels next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hock and Crowder.
In this time of uncertainty, J&K Roofing is here for you. J&K Roofing has been here for you for over 41 years. They're the premier roofing company of South Florida for over 40 years, and they are amazing. I've been telling y'all about 2 months ago, I saw a spot on my ceiling. It got bigger the next day, bigger. I had to call in the pros. J&K came out. They watched out for me. And when I went and talked to Donnie and asked him about my roof and asked him about just J&K being awesome, he told me, I want to make the customers happy with extremely high-skilled workers and high-quality material. And guys, that's what I got. They were on time. They were here about a day and a half. On time both days. I have some crazy clay barrel roof. They found the exact match. Any roofing materials you need, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, they're going to find top quality, and they're going to get you right. J&K, they are practicing social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, and they didn't have to come in my house to get my roof fixed, protect my pallets, protect my family. Call J&K Roofing with any roofing needs, and you can get some amazing financing offers right now through Wygreen. You have to look into it. Residential, commercial roofs, there's no job too big. There's no job too small. Those workers, the quality, the service, the safety, the health, J&K gives it to you all. Their customers are going to be happy. I'm one, and I was happy. You're going to be happy. And right now, rainy hurricane season, we know what's going on in South Florida. You don't need a roof problem this time of year. Call J&K right now. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
Today is a very exciting day for Miami Hurricanes fans, and whether the excitement's on the field or off the field, we take it when we can get it. So Leonard Taylor commits to UM, and the schedule comes out. I have them undefeated. Jim Morris on the baseball side. Jim Morris going to the College Baseball Hall of Fame. Very exciting. We're going to go out. This is our Hurricanes dude. Yeah. We're going out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Michaels, longtime radio host in Atlanta, born and raised in Miami, though diehard Canes fan. He can be heard nationally on SportsMap Radio. He's a contributor at stateoftheu.com. We've mentioned, he was on with us last month. We mentioned when he was on with us. You got to check out his newest venture. It's called Tackler Media, and you can follow Tackler Media on Twitter, and you could subscribe at tacklermedia.com, and John Michaels is with us now. Hello, John.
You know, I noticed Crowder was so enthusiastic with the J&K Roofing read. It's tremendous. It makes me want to go buy a new roof. And the second you said, we're going to talk Miami Hurricanes, I heard a, oh. And that's sigh that's coming out of Gainesville because
he even said to me off the air, he goes, oh, you're going to bring John Michaels on and you guys are going to have this Hurricanes love fest and I don't want to be around for it.
And then y'all really, bro, when y'all don't have anything to celebrate, y'all have a love fest. Now y'all have two five stars, James Williams and now Leonard Taylor. Boy, y'all are going to kill me today.
As we should. And there was a picture, and I forgot where it may have been on the 24/7 Gator board, where all the Palmetto kids were in Florida gear. Savion Collins and Leonard Taylor, Corey Collier and Jason Marshall and Brashad Smith, and they're all in Florida gear, and they look great. The Florida fans were going, we're going 5 for 5 like King Kong Bundy. Give me 5. Y'all are going to go 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts like your Giancarlo Stanton coming off a bad hamstring injury in New York. It is a glorious day to watch the trailer park in Gainesville drown themselves in their own tears. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That is a pretty picture that you have painted there, John. You could just see all the Zaxby's in Gainesville. They're running out of barbecue sauce today because everyone is drowning their sorrows in chicken tenders and salads. It can't
maybe a natty light as well.
It can't be. You know, Ron Zook had like four refrigerators full of those
cases in his garage. Cases.
It can't be overstated what Manny Diaz and the Hurricanes are doing via commits and transfer portal coming off a bad season. Like, it can't be overstated.
It was just December that we finished up with as many points as the three of us have scored in college football, and that's zero against Louisiana Tech. And I'll be honest, I was down in the dumps. I was depressed. I didn't even want to come on your guys' show, which is my favorite Monday after every game, is to come on and talk to you guys. What Manny's done in 8 months, he needs to win games during the regular season. I'll put that out there right now. But what he's done in 8 months has taken one of the most downtrodden Miami fan base moments in the history of Miami fandom, and he's turned it around to where we are literally talking trash to Florida fans who beat us in the opener last year, who went 11-2, who won an Orange Bowl, yet they feel like they're the team that came off a losing season. I don't know what he's telling these kids. I don't know if coronavirus is helping where kids really just want to stay home. But these are the kids that Miami in their heyday always got to stay home. Leonard Taylor used to be the kid that you never even thought about him leaving South Florida. It was guaranteed he would go to Miami. And now that you see, and it started with James Williams with his surprise commitment. By the way, after being in Athens the night before he committed, how awesome is that? I know Crowder can even love that one. And now yes. You get Leonard Taylor, and you're still sitting there potentially with Jason Marshall on board. If Manny goes 9-1 this year, 10-2, whatever it may be, and we make an ACC championship, Dan Khaki Pants Mullen and whoever the substitute teacher is up in Tallahassee that's taking over as the head coach right now, they have zero chance of winning this state ever again.
And you know what, John? You brought up the record. And it was something I wanted to ask you because I know you're hard. You were hard on Manny. You've been hard on Manny ever since he got the job. Are you evaluating Manny on this season? Like, bro, it's a weird-ass season. This COVID stuff, and now we're adjusting the schedule. You're still evaluating Manny like this is a normal season. You need your record to be a certain way. And if it's not, that's on Manny.
You're damn right I'm evaluating. Are they playing football? Are we still lining up 22 kids with helmets and shoulder pads on? I don't want to hear that, oh, we have the COVID excuse. Guess what? There's 130 other schools across the country that have that same excuse. Hell, there's schools with kids now that I feel terrible for that can't play football because their conferences or their states have decided we're not going to play. Manny has to win games. Gregory Russo won't be here this time next year. De'Aaron King won't be here this time next year. Quincy Roche won't be here this time next year. He needs to go out and win football games, and I don't want to hear, oh, you got to play Clemson coming off a Florida State game. I give a damn. Iron sharpens iron. And if you're really about it like Master P, you go out and kick the crap out of Florida State. You go to Clemson, South Carolina, in that little podunk town, and you go up there and fight like Miami Hurricanes are supposed to. It's great to win January through August. Come September 10th, UAB, Bill Clark, we might make you drop your football team again.
Ooh.
Listen, I'm all about it, but I do think that this season is a mulligan. No, you know, John, I just want to get that line in. I want to give that to Don Bailey Jr. Write that down, Solana. We got to give him Master P. No, but I think Crowder is right. John Michaels is with us, stateoftheu.com and SportsMap Radio. I kind of think Crowder's right. I think this season is a mulligan for Manny Diaz if he needs it. And for any college football coach, to be quite honest, because this is going to be a season unlike we've ever seen. And I'm not trying to prepare myself for disappointment because this roster is good. And you do have to back it up on the field. But you can't judge someone off what's going to happen. They're not even going to have practice the way that they used to.
Here's the thing, and I'll agree with this part of it. I don't think schools will be in a financial situation to where they can make a move. Like USC with Clay Helton, unless he goes 2-9 and they just completely fall off the map, Clay Helton's going to keep his job another year. Manny Diaz, I think unless he goes, 4-7, 3-8 to the point where the boosters are really yelling and screaming, Manny Diaz isn't going anywhere because you're going to lose so much money not generating ticket sales and all of the other things that come along with game day atmosphere. That part I agree with. But I can't give guys mulligans when everybody's going through the same thing. you know, I've heard all this, and I'll use an NBA analogy because our Heat are kicking ass and looking really good as well. I've heard the NBA analogy, oh, it'll be an asterisk if you win the championship. Why would it be? Everybody else that's in the Orlando bubble is dealing with the same thing. Sometimes you have to overcome adversity. And I think because everybody's going through the same thing that Miami will go through, that Florida's going to go through, Florida State and everybody else, you have to be able to compartmentalize. And I think this year, maybe more than any, we will find out what kind of leader Manny Diaz is. Can he rally these kids? Can he get these kids to stay out of house parties? Can he get them to focus for 3 months where it's, we're going to play football, we're going to be a football family, we're probably going to do a lot of, you know, bubble-type stuff on our own. Who's going to be the leader that steps up right now and makes sure everybody stays in line? That might be what I judge him on more than the actual wins and losses. Don't get me wrong. I want 9 wins. I can accept the loss to Clemson on the road, and then we'll go back and beat him in the ACC championship game. That's acceptable to me. It's all of the off-the-field stuff that I have to deal with.
And you were talking about, you brought up De'Eriq King and Quincy Roche, guys that are fifth-year seniors, redshirt seniors. We were just talking about it last segment, John, where, like, do you think the NCAA should do something for these guys? Because if, like, let's say, knock on wood, I hope it doesn't happen, but if the season is ended after 5 games, like, De'Eriq King has nothing on film. The reason he transferred was to get his film up for the league. I know it's a lot of finances attached to it. I know there's a lot more to do than just say, yeah, give him another year. But do you think the NCAA should think about doing something for these older players? Because there's a chance these guys don't even play their senior season.
Absolutely. The NCAA should have done something for these players 40 years ago. The fact that it's basically free labor, and I get so tired and I argue with people on social media, well, they get a scholarship. So does a science kid who gets really good grades. The difference is the science kid at 11 o'clock when classes are over can go back and play with his Bunsen burner. You're a football player, and Channing, you lived it. It's a 14, 15-hour day for you every single day. You're traveling on the weekends, and I get it. You get all the free swag and all of this stuff. That doesn't equal the hours that are being put in. And in a year like this, when we still, literally on August the 6th or whatever the hell today is, we don't have answers to the COVID questions that have been thrown out there. I don't know the protocols for each school. You're damn right they should do something. I said this on my national show. I truly believe this is the first step to the Power Five telling the NCAA to kick rock. They make all the money anyway. They do. Basically, the television deals are done via the Power Five. The college football playoffs is not an NCAA-sanctioned national championship. Why do we need to be governed by the NCAA rules? This could be a great step to kids being able to make money, whether it's NIL, whether it's having a summer job, whether it's just making money off their own gear or whatnot. And you can tell Mark Emmert and his band of overpaid merry men to kiss your ass and get the hell away from them. So, yeah, to answer your question long way, they absolutely should compensate these kids this year. They should have been compensating them. And maybe now the Power Five says, we don't need you anymore. We'll broker our own deal. Enjoy paying for rowing and everything else without our money attached to it.
I agree with what he says. John Michaels is with us. Let's look at the schedule. Schedule was released today. If there's no fans in the stands, does the schedule matter as much as it used to?
Yeah, because you still want to circle the television dates. We're all going to be sitting in front of our TV somewhere.
No. I understand that. I'm just talking about on the field performance. I mean, if there's not 70,000 fans screaming against FSU, does it really matter that much?
As far as where it's played, no, it doesn't. It's literally just let's line up and play football and may the better team win. Because I look at it, think about going to Clemson with 85,000 or 90,000 insane Clemson fans, going to Virginia Tech later in the season with them shaking their keys and stomping their feet to Enter Sandman. Those are intimidating environments to play against. Now all of a sudden you go up there and it's basically just a scrimmage where it's you and your boys against them and their boys. Who's a better football team? So I think in a way it'll help Miami on the road, but it obviously hurts. You know, Florida State was going to come to Hard Rock Stadium. We're going to beat them regardless. But you don't have 60,000 Miami fans going nuts. A night game in December against North Carolina that could decide an ACC championship, maybe we have fans by then, maybe we don't. That's a game that probably would have had 50,000 Miami fans and you know 5,000 North Carolina fans, and Miami could have intimidated Sam Howell. So I do think that hurts. That's obviously something that still remains to be answered. But for me, I just look at the way the ACC set it up, who we're playing when, and how does that, you know, how does Manny Diaz navigate that? Because last year, they were horrible after byes, and their first bye this year is right before Clemson. They can ill afford to come out and play horrible against the Clemson Tigers.
Or you chalk it up as a loss anyway because it's Clemson and who cares? Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you're not going to get that
Very
one
true.
Anyway. So what's
Let's
the difference?
Go Canes.
John, John Michaels, you got to follow him on Twitter. I lose that swagger when we're talking about Clemson. John Michaels, follow on Twitter. John Michaels, you check out tacklermedia.com as well. We're up against a break. Did you go over the schedule, though? Like, what would be a realistic expectation?
Realistic 10-1, lose to Clemson, and that's it. We ain't losing the rest of these candy asses.
Wow.
Put it down. We're going to be playing Clemson in the ACC title game. 10-1.
Realistic 10-1. All right. I mean, I'll buy that. Like, that's I mean, they do have, I think, a roster worthy of that. I'm not, I mean, you're not wrong there, but that would be, that would mean no hiccups, no FIU style hiccups.
Yeah, we're going to act like FIU never happened last year. We're just going to leave that one in 2019. 2020 has been a weird year. I hate to use this correlation, but the last time we had a really weird year was 2001. Miami won a national title that year. Let's hope for and wish for the stars. Let's get a Heat championship and a Canes championship, and hell, I'll pack up the family truckster and come down there and party with you guys.
Lana, did you hear that? Forgetting about the FIU thing, all right? That was a bunch of crap.
Pause up, Papa.
There we go.
All right, took him a while to come up with, a response, but a valid response. Pause up, Papa.
That's all you got? I was with you. That's
John,
all you got?
Took him a while to get there. I don't know if that's the guy you want in your battles.
I don't want him.
All right. I don't think you're going to see him on, what's that MTV show where they'd face off and do Yo Mama jokes? I don't think Solana's the guy you want on,
Wildin' Out or something.
On your team on that one. Yeah, Wildin' Out or something. All right. John Michaels. I'm on Twitter. John Michaels.
Anyway.
You.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Nick.
I know. Yeah.
Old Nick.
That's a topic for another day. We'll see you, John.
All right, guys.
There you go. John Michaels on Hockman and Crowder. So we're doing Radio Hopscotch here. So the Miami Heat pregame show is going to start in about 5-6 minutes here on 790 The Ticket. The Hockman and Crowder show is going to continue on 560 WQAM The Joe as usual up until 6 o'clock. And by the way, there will be some Radio Hopscotch tomorrow too because the Florida Panthers play at noon, which means if you listen to us on 560 The Joe, you'll actually get us after the Panthers postgame show ends, and hopefully it ends with a Panthers victory so that there will be a Game 5 over the weekend. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to gather our things. If you're listening on 560, you are good to go. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right back, and it'll be me and Crowder. If you're listening on 790, you want to hear us, you got to switch over to 560. If you want to hear the Heat pregame show, you keep it right here on 790, and you'll get it next. So quick break, and then we come back, and all hell breaks loose.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to re... It's a $50 bill on the...
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, if you're listening to us, that means you stuck with us on 560 WQAM, The Joe, or on the radio.com app, and it is appreciated. And if you went and listened to the Heat pregame on 790 The Ticket, F you.
Man, we're doing that. We gangsters today, huh?
Well, they can't hear us, so there's no one who did that actually heard that, so I feel safe.
So we were yelling at our mom after she left the hallway, huh?
Exactly. After she left the driveway for work.
You better not come in my room no more. I told your ass. She's on 95 already.
What was that? Didn't you tell us a story once, Solana? Didn't you do it under your breath? Didn't we have a whole thing
yes.
working? Where? What was it? What did you do under your breath? It was like,
told him not to come around here.
It's just my thing, you know? Like,
if you're under the breath threat guy.
No, I mean, if I hold the door open for you. And
oh, that's
there
it.
There we go.
And you don't say thank you, I'll make sure to say you're welcome. Well, obviously, muddled under my breath, obviously.
So that makes you feel better? What does
yeah,
that
mean? I mean, that's really the way to get it under somebody's skin, right? Like, if I just said you're welcome out loud, they might actually interpret that as like, oh, okay, thank you. But if I say you're welcome, kind of, you know, in a little sassy, sarcastic tone, it really drives that point home.
I think he's right there, because it drives it home a little bit, and you've got plausible deniability if they do, in fact, get angry. I didn't say, what are you talking about? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? It's a double valve safety clause on that thing.
You know what it is? It's soft, with a capital T. Soft.
It might be that.
You mm-hmm. just say, hey, man, you're welcome.
Huh?
Like,
what
say
did
what
you say?
Little, say
didn't
what
say
you
anything.
Say.
I didn't just hold the door. Nothing going on here. We've got loaded potato today on this Thursday. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. You got Marlins mania. And listen, I don't care if you're a baseball fan or not. There is something fun about this team at 5-1 when they're, you know, locked in a hotel room for a week and a half, and now they're 3-for-3 in Baltimore. They can have a 4-game sweep tonight. So we're going to talk with Todd Hollinsworth today, and I am keeping an eye on Twitter because that NFL opt-out is 4:00 today, so just a little bit over an hour. And Mike Tannenbaum from ESPN, former Dolphins GM, he's going to join us at 4:00. I'm just wondering if we're going to see any big names within the next hour or so. Did we see any other big names this morning? I don't think I saw any that like were big names.
No, we already talked about Juwan James. He was the one that came out there. You know, there was a lot of talk about him this morning. But Patrick Chung and Dante Hightower, those same, it's the same list. I've been watching the list for days. Same
but
list.
Nobody, who'd we have yesterday for the Dolphins? It was Albert Wilson. But nobody, like, there hasn't been a huge, huge star today, which I thought we might see. I thought you might see like a, you know, a mic drop one. But I'm looking through Twitter.
I saw yesterday Aaron Rodgers came out and said he's not opting out. He said he's going to play ball. Like, no, I'm playing ball, son.
Why would you even mess with Green Bay fans by saying, like, just don't even say opt out. Don't even use the phrase.
I saw that, you know, what I did see was Aaron Donald came out and said he's not wearing that big ass mask over his whole face because he's not going to be able to breathe. And people were criticizing him. But, man, I'm telling y'all, boy, go put a helmet on and then enclose that damn helmet down here in South Florida in August and see if you're going to do it. I understand and I agree with exactly what Aaron Donald's saying. It's going to be hot as hell in that helmet.
Well, the other thing that I would say, too, on that is everyone who takes a football field should have been tested and be cleared that day. You know what I mean? So I would feel safe playing football. Yes. Like, if everyone went in and it was the instantaneous testing, I'm not talking about you test them and then they play and we let you know a couple days later whether you were positive or not. I'm talking about you're tested before you take the field. It comes back negative. You're allowed to take the field. So I would feel safe in that situation not having and I don't know how else you could do it. Like, how else could you have people play in that kind of close proximity without having instantaneous testing?
It should, Hulk, it's a genius. You know what? It makes perfect sense. You should feel more safe on the football field than you feel at the hotel.
Whoa. Big news. Breaking news. Breaking news. You got breaking news sound, Solana?
I do.
Hey. This is not good news. I was saying opt-outs. I was thinking NFL. I was not thinking college. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald just tweeted, Gregory Rousseau announces he's opting out. UM loses its best player. Whoa.
Is he opting out? I don't, because they're not under contract. Is he just not going to play this season?
Well, college players are allowed to opt out. And I, you know, again, we've talked about this. If you are on the cusp of a big NFL contract, you don't have much to lose, right? Like Gregory Rousseau, if he doesn't play this season, I don't think he's any less desirable to an NFL team come draft time.
Only if he tears his ACL.
And that would be if he played.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, Rousseau right now, no season, he's going top 10 from what he did for the – it wasn't a crazy stretch. I love Rousseau. You know, we saw him at the basketball game, and he is a massive man. But, yes, that little 4 or 5-game stretch he had, he is a top 10 player right now.
Yep.
Why would I play?
Yep.
Why would I take that down? Why would I affect myself like that?
Wow. All right, there's your breaking news. Gregory Rousseau opts out from the Hurricane season.
It goes back to what we were talking about, where Gregory Rousseau, he is already proven. But what about a Quincy Roche? He needs to get
that film. No. I get it.
Like, Eric needs to get that film. Yeah. They cannot.
No. It's guys that, you know, are talking to their advisors, and the advisors are saying, hey, you can only do damage to what you're doing for the NFL by playing in a season like this. Like you're not going to raise your profile. You could hurt it.
I left as a sophomore. You're not convincing me of nothing.
Right.
I heard that same thing. Hey, you go back, you get hurt again. You leave now. You know, you already did this. You all SEC, all American. What do you have left to prove? Okay, you Joel Siegel. You make perfect sense. Let's hit it. Let's make this money.
Manny Diaz.
With Gregory Rousseau's decision.
No. Manny Diaz on Gregory Rousseau. My reaction for Greg personally as a coach, you work for these young men. We're advocates for them. If this is best for him, we support him. And then Manny started crying. No, I threw that part in. I don't think he started crying. All right, we got to take a break. We will talk about that when we come back. 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I didn't think it was good, bad, or bad meaning good, or good meaning good, or bad meaning good, but I just thought it was a bad movie. I walked out.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.